Hello, we've got another prayer letter here from our friends in Bulgaria, the Shergalis family. And I want to read it to you so you can pray for them. They start out by addressing us as dear friends and prayer partners. That we're supposed to be praying for these folks as Christians and servants of the Lord. So it says, "Thank you for your faithfulness in praying for us in the ministry here in Bulgaria." They says it's been a very busy month for them. And they've been excited to see how the Lord has been working in our prayers. It says in the middle of March, they had some guests come from some supporting churches. A brother named Brother Neil, he took 2 weeks of his vacation, of his own personal time, to come see the place there. And they enjoyed the fellowship together, and they labored on the streets of Sofia together, giving out gospel tracts and interacting with people on the streets. They were able to enjoy some time together with folks from the church there in Bulgaria as well. There's some exciting news he wanted to share with us about some fruit from these efforts about giving out the gospel tracts. They were able to have a coffee with a lady named Polina. She received the tracts, and they asked if there were some Bible books or other tracts that she could have. So they went out to her apartment, and they were able to leave some of the material with her because no one was home. So she just left it in the mailbox. And so they were going to ring the doorbell, and a lady came up with a smile and said, "I think you're looking for me." So it just happened to be her. And they went to a nearby restaurant, sat, had a coffee, and shared the gospel with her. The restaurant was kind of crowded, so they went up to a sitting table at the top with a couple of grandmothers. And not only did we get to share the gospel with this young lady, but then also with those grandmothers that heard it as well. So as he was speaking to Polina, he would overhear the grandmothers discussing what he was saying. We left both of them the gospel tract and an invitation to the church. We also invited Polina to the resurrection service on May 5th. So it's the Orthodox version of Resurrection Day. So please pray that she'll come. This past Sunday, they had a great opportunity to speak with this Maya's friend, and she wrote questions about this thing that's popular on the internet right now called the Red Heifer, whether there would be a third temple built, other questions like that. So she is a Palestinian lady who grew up in Nazareth going to Jewish schools. Her father is Eastern Orthodox, her mother is Catholic, and grandfather was a Muslim. As you can imagine, she has lots of questions. In response, he was able to send her several passages of scripture to read. Then on Sunday, after the service, they spent about an hour just talking about the scriptures, about the Old Testament sacrifices and how Christ fulfilled the law and was the final sacrifice for sin. So please continue to pray for her. She is definitely seeking for truth, she says. So thank you for your prayers, he says, and we've been a blessing. So I pray that you will continue to pray for the Shergalis family in Bulgaria. And thank you for your time. And may God bless you in your beautiful, wonderful day. Ciao.